Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Michael Gillis is with Metra, and he's a spokesperson for... Now, my understanding is that CTA has not stopped trains or buses, have not diminished the number of trains that are buses that are running, which makes me want to ask this as well. If you've been on a the L or a bus, how's that going? How many people are on there? How socially distanced is everybody? My number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. If you've been on the CTA, tell me what that looks like. I have not since last week. Michael Gillis is with Metra. Hi, Michael. It's John. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is Metra doing now? I understand that they're cutting back the trains by 50%. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We started a schedule this morning that represents about half of our normal weekday schedule.
And is that every line should expect 50% off? And how do I know which trains are running and when?
Well, it's not an exact 50% for every line. That's just the general for the system as a whole. For instance, on the Heritage Corridor, which has limited service anyway, we didn't cut any trains there at all. It's roughly half of our normal daily trains.
Yeah.
And customers can see those schedules if they go to metrorail.com. There's a big yellow box warning them about the changes and with link to the specific schedule for their line.
Are you doing anything to encourage people to not sit next to each other? In the old days, that is, before this virus, you know, you'd be lucky sometimes if you found a seat. What are you doing about that?
Yeah, so we instructed all our crews to leave all the cars open. Normally, when we're operating trains, say in midday periods, they might close off some cars because they're not needed and keep people in a few cars that are open. But we've told all crews to keep the entire train open. That way people can spread out in the train and distance themselves from others.
What a good idea. Yeah, I was wondering about that. What else? Anything else changed on the commute then? Once I'm on the train, I'll sit as far apart from somebody as I can. I'll make sure that I'm on a train that's running. What else should I know, Michael?
We're also encouraging people to use the Ventra app if possible. That would limit the interaction with the conductor, having to punch a ticket or exchange cash with the customers. If they can download the Ventra app, buy their tickets and display their tickets, it does limit the interaction there, and it would, might make more people feel comfortable about it.
Metrorail.com, right?
Correct, yes.
Metrorail.com. So about 50%, some running all the trains, many running fewer trains, and you won't know necessarily until you go online. So don't count on your normal train unless you've double-checked it, and then keep as much distance as you can. Okay, good to know, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Michael, that's good advice.
Yeah, you betcha it is. Michael Gillis from Metra. Vince, you had a question or a comment. You're on WGN. Hi, Vince.
Hi. So I'm a physical therapist, and we're debating right now whether it's even ethical to see our patients in the clinic for those patients that could be chronic in nature instead.
Absolutely have to be seen. This is a big debate that's happening in healthcare right now.
What are you all currently doing?
I can only tell you what a couple states are doing. So Kentucky has shut down outpatient physical therapy. Pennsylvania has said that elective procedures are prohibited. And there's debate right now what's the definition of elective, right? Because they're saying that could apply to surgical cases, but it may not necessarily apply to us. And so this is a huge ethical debate that's going to be discussed for generations in our profession.
Yeah.
I can tell you what we're doing. We've shut down all visits, and we're trying to get patients to move towards telehealth or e-visits. And even that, it's like Medicare doesn't pay for telehealth or physical therapy. They pay for what are called e-visits. And there's a difference between the two. And it's like there is so much changing right now in our profession that people are unsure what to do.
This is a watershed moment for all of us. I think we need to relax HIPAA requirements. We need to allow telehealth. We need to allow payment for telehealth. And you watch, going forward, that's going to happen, Vince. Interesting debate. Thanks for the call. I'm out of time, sir. I'm going to get into the WGN Radio newsroom, but thanks for the heads up on that. And good luck to those of you still doing that. My mom gets physical therapy every day inpatient right now so that she can get home. I hope they're able to continue to do that.